Monday morning at this time is when we always like to talk new music because we're pretty proud of the new music that we play here on 2SER. It's all thanks to one man, Andrew Kadori, who joins me this morning, our music director himself. How are you, sir?
Hey, good morning, Nick. I'm good.
Good, good, good. Now, you've got some really quite varied tracks for us this morning, haven't you?
We like to keep it diverse.
I love diversity.
Look, if you love New Orleans soul, the first thing we're going to kick off with is something for you. It's by Betty Harris. It's a compilation of her work from 64 to 69. It's called The Lost Queen of New Orleans Soul, and it comes to us via the Soul Jazz label out of the UK, which is just the mark of quality with everything.
Really?
When it comes to this sort of thing. So Betty Harris, yeah, look, she put out a whole bunch of singles from that period, 64 to 69. They were all jukebox staples in Louisiana, but they never really got out of Louisiana. She never really made an album, but she worked with Alan Toussaint, who is the legend of soul and funk in New Orleans, sadly passed away not actually that long ago. So we're talking about tight and raw tunes with really exquisite arrangements working underneath loads of rolling piano, lots of brass stabs to go with some super punchy rhythms. I think that this compilation is really unbeatable. So let's hear a little bit from it now.
All right.
Yeah, the sound shouldn't be too unfamiliar because the backing band is the famous Meters from New Orleans, featuring the Neville brothers, of course. Aaron Neville was in the Meters. But here, the Meters are backing up Betty Harris. So that's from a new compilation called The Lost Queen of New Orleans Soul. And look, I feel like when it comes to this stuff, we can never get enough.
Never enough. And as you and I have said, we love these kind of reissues because otherwise the music gets lost.
Exactly. If a record can be played now, it's now. Doesn't matter when it came out.
Too true. All right, what's up next?
Well, something that's very now, it's a guy called Riley Walker. Mm-hmm. Now, Riley Walker was here for the Sydney Festival in January and played two shows to really excited crowds and another one where he supported Joanna Newsom at the Opera House. It was really quite something to see. His musical trajectory, it's moving at quite a pace. I mean, his early recordings were instrumental and basically a showpiece for his dazzling fingerpick style. And where he comes from is he has a really deep connection with British folk masters such as John Renbourn, who was a guitar player who introduced jazz angles to traditional British folk with his band Pentangle. So what he did in Pentangle was really crucial to the progression of folk music in the 70s by introducing a jazz attitude and approach and rhythm to folk music. And Riley Walker is really deep in the pocket with this kind of stuff. He became a songwriter on his last album, Primrose Green, really signaled his ambition for the progress of his own music. And he kind of, as a songwriter, was a very enigmatic one. He sort of favored feeling over narrative, but on this new album, which is called it's called Golden Sings That Have Been Sung.
Wow.
That's not a typo. So, yeah, look, there's a sense on this new one that he's opening up a bit more in lyric and sound. Where he's coming from a jazz tip, is a very meditative, languid sort of groove. So he's really into the spiritual-leaning jazz from the likes of Alice Coltrane that really figures on this record, and it's a really magnetic type of music that he has for his tales. And these tales, he's got this real compelling way of doing it. It's kind of casual. It's like you're sitting propped up at a bar with the guy, listening to him casually recite these stories, but you'll keep buying him a drink, so he'll keep telling these stories. And look, on this album, I really think it's something to raise a glass to. It's called Golden Sings That Have Been Sung. Let's listen to a little bit.
All right.
Heads up for this joker, hand on the heart, pledged to a false flag. Shot from the Sundays, hallelujah's condescending.
This is an album that reveals itself more and more with each listen. I've listened to it quite a lot over the last few weeks and I just keep getting more out of it. It just gradually unfurls and his way really creeps up on you. So I think that this album is just a signal for the future for this guy. He's 26. He's quite an amazing musician, and I have a feeling that a few albums down the line, he's going to be an amazing songwriter.
Yeah, look, I fell in love with his track, The Roundabout. That's been on my own personal high rotation for quite a while. I know what you mean about that casual storytelling And it's compelling to me. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, look, that's one of his best songs to date. That's on this album. It's called Golden Sings that have been sung from Chicago's Riley Walker. And the word is that he'll be back in Australia around February, March as well.
Happy to hear that. All right, what's lucky number three?
Lucky number three is like just one of those things. Once again, I get obsessed and it's kind of something that I cannot stop listening to for days on end. We're in Melbourne for the last thing. It's from a bedroom pop producer called Katie Day. So, look, imagine a warped, slowed down cassette of the Flaming Lips attempting folk pop, and you may not even be partway to the zone of Katie Day and what is her long player debut called Flood Network. She had an EP out earlier this year, which was completely unpronounceable. It was like ASDASGF was its name.
Oh, that's the random keyboard combination if you're just typing nothing at all.
Well, there you go. Well, this one's called Flood Network, which I understand is computer terminology as well.
It is.
So she's into it in some respect. But look, what sounds absolutely bonkers at first is quickly revealed to be really clever and crafty making music. She makes all these disparate sounds come together. It's kind of loopy, but it's also incredibly artful, and she's got a great balance between the two. It's an overloaded Technicolor delight, this record, and gleefully unhinged. And I think that with a few listens, you'll be head-bobbing as much as I have been over the last few days. It's called Flood Network. I really wanted to go out with one of the songs from it. It's called Fear of the Light. It's probably one of the more straight-up ones, but I think you'll understand where I'm coming from on this record.
Andrew, looking forward to it. We will chat new music this time next week.
See you then.
Grab all our new music reviews as part of Servin' Up on 2SER website, 2SER.com.